Soul Session, Episode 3. I'm Kay Jack, Soulfire Rising's creator. Today, we are going to talk about how to successfully pattern interrupt your life. So a lot of the time when we're doing things in our days and in our weeks, our months, our year, a lot of the things that we do are habitual. We barely think about it. We're on autopilot. And this can be the biggest roadblock when it comes to trying to shift your life into one that's aligned with your soul. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background on how I have successfully shifted habit patterns, what I felt, and the success that I've had with it, and the success I've seen my clients and other folks who follow Soulfire Rising have with this kind of pattern interrupt. So when I went through my divorce and everything shifted in my life, the number one thing that got me into this new life, this beautiful, wonderful life that I've called in and co-created and healed and developed and I'm lit up by, was by doing everything different. And man, oh man, did I hit many brick walls. So I remember once when it happened, of course, like, you know, I was in habit with everything almost, even with my relationship. So that was the first pattern interrupt. And of course, you know, what usually happens when someone tries to shift something in your life that and you're not ready to shift it? Lots of grief, anger, sadness, all these things. So if you haven't experienced this, you can think about, you know, someone just shifting the way that, you know, the dishes are in the kitchen, or maybe you put your favorite piece of jewelry in a specific place, and if someone were to move that on you, how would you feel, right? So my desire for you all is that you don't have to go through the pain of attachment and rigidity as things shift in your life, whether you change habits and habitual patterns on your own or whether they're kind of changed on you or for you really by somebody else. So in an instance of a divorce, I wasn't the one to ask for a divorce. So that was something that was brought to me. A pattern got shifted for me in that moment, right? So, and you know, we experience these things, I think, to help each other not have to go through the same type of attachment, rigidity, and pain that some of us have to go through. And you know, it might be a part of your journey to go through it, but at least, you know, you have this community. We have each other during those hard times, those rough times, the really soul-shaping times, to help each other process and, you know, guide through these moments. So back to that habit pattern switch. So when that came to me, that it felt like I absolutely couldn't handle this. There's no way I can handle this, right? So that's the first sign of something's been shaken up. A pattern's been switched. So what you can do is you can take that. And if I could go back and tell myself, I'd say, all right, breathe, breathe. This is all happening for you. Life is going to change. And I don't know how it's going to change yet, but it's going to change. First is acceptance, right? It's feel all the feelings. No need to, you know, push them out to the side and be like, oh yeah, it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. No. I would not have healed. I would not have felt the grief that needed to get felt. I would probably be really sick today had I not processed and transformed and really truly felt the pain of losing that love. So, you know, whatever it is, whatever habit you're losing, like it might just be like if you're trying to switch a coffee habit, for example, you know, it's not good for you because, you're that little voice is like, this is not good for us. It makes us angry. Your soul doesn't want this. It keeps us from our work in the world, keeps us from loving our family, our children, our spouses, our partners, all these things, our friends. And you know, you need to put a pause on that pattern, right? There's that initial like, oh no. And if we can just sit into that and, you know, feel it, like, oh, I'm going to really miss it. Go through all of it, feel it all, and then say, okay, all right. This is going to change. It's changing. And I'm so excited about the possibility that's on the other side of this. And give yourself something to look forward to. So when you get those pattern interrupts, have fun with it. Do everything differently. So back to my situation, I literally, once I was done grieving and I was done, you know, being anchored by the shift, when I embraced the shift, I said to myself, we're going to do everything differently, every single little thing. So I'd usually cook at home, right? And I was a nutritionist, a nutrition coach, and I went to school for nutrition, all these things. So very rigid. I had that tendency anyway to be pretty rigid, especially about eating. So I'd always eat at home with my dog, Layla. And I said, you know what, girl? I looked at her and went, that the day, I remember the day that all the shifts happened, right? I was like, All right, what if I just did everything differently? What if I was a conscious creator in these pattern shifts, these habit changes, and I just kept shifting until I found my sweet spot? So I did everything differently. I said, girl, you know, we're going out to eat tonight. And just do, instead of, you know, and of course I still was mindful when I went out, and I do really care about what I put in my body. So I went mindfully out to dinner, and you know, you treat yourself, you when you do those different things, it's give yourself little rewards. So be mindful and have fun and love yourself and love your decisions and your mind, your body, all the things. So I chose in that moment to embrace it. And I said, all right, let's do it all differently. From that moment, my life started to unfold, right? Like I found all of my teachers. I learned how to surf. I met my new partner. I made new friends. I developed a beautiful life, all from being the conscious creator of change and shift and saying, no longer will I let things drag me down when they change. Change is inevitable. And so being comfortable with shifts is really important. So I encourage you to change something small in your day today, something that you know that you're not going to have a lot of, you know, angst with, a lot of like force against, something that you can see, okay, yeah, I can change that today. Like maybe it's, you know, not wearing the same shoes. Maybe it's getting rid of those shoes. So like all these little things, they create our life, even as insignificant as they might seem, they are creating your reality and building the life that you have. Maybe if you normally work from home, try working from a coffee shop today and just take note of any shifts or changes in your mood, attitude. And you know, if it's going in a good way, try do it again or do something different. And you know, my biggest encouragement is that you constantly keep shifting little things. And then when those bigger shifts come, you know how to handle them. I know I lived in a van for a really long time, and you know, you're constantly changing, shifting environments. And it was actually such a gift. Not for a single moment could you be stuck in the past, because here you are driving in a new place. You have no reminders of, you know, the old thing that you just experienced. You're in the new again. And while we don't need to be constantly on the road, we can take those learnings and those sweet golden nuggets and bring them into our lives and be like, oh, wow, you know, shift and change can be really, really sweet, and it can give me a different outcome. So if you're not happy with your life, and even if you are, like things can get better. They get to get better. So I encourage you to shift some things around and do it often, like spring clean your life more than just once a year. Do it every other day. Do it in a week, you know, and do little small things that are exciting. Like give yourself the joy of change, and change can be joy. So I hope that's helpful and encouraging for you guys if you're struggling with any habitual patterns that you might have. And of course, reach out on the platform, on the community, on Instagram, all these things, at Soulfire Rising. You can find me on most platforms, and I'll be glad to share any more tips and tricks that I have in creating new habits and how we can see them in a different light. So seeing these changes as pure possibility. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.